Hello again. I'm Chris Miller for Prepared Foods Magazine and Prepared Foods Group product development process. I'm going to be talking to you about the discovery process in new product development. And what I have been talking about is the innovation basics. In the last session, we talked about the Hershey story. We talked about due diligence innovation. We talked about more visionary innovation. And in this session, I want to give you another example of due diligence innovation. I want to stress that when we look at due diligence innovation, we're looking with current consumers. We do have emerging consumer needs, and they're important, and we have new consumers, they're important. Current capabilities, emerging capabilities, and totally new capabilities. But in due diligence innovation, we're looking right in the space. A few years ago, a company that some of you might have heard of, WD-40, came to me and said, we need to reinvigorate our product line. And I think most people use WD-40. According to the WD-40 folks, more people use WD-40 every day than floss. And that's about 70 million people a day. So we have a ways to go, Johnson & Johnson, on the flossing. The challenge for them was, what can we do that's meaningful, but it can connect people to what they are? How did we do that? What did we do? Very, very simply, they'd done a limited amount of consumer research, and we went out and we watched, not asked, not didn't send out a questionnaire, we went out and watched people use WD-40. We really, really investigated the world of what was going on around the edges of WD-40, and when people would when people were happy with it and when they would swear at it and all that kind of stuff. And we looked at the capabilities that the organization had in other product lines as well as WD-40. And we said, okay, this is the area, our current capabilities in our current market. What can we do in that space? We got together probably about 24 basic needs that people had, and we got together about 12 capabilities that seemed to be important. We got together about 24 people, some consumers, marketing people, technical people, legal and regulatory, and we even got together some prosumers, some people from other non-competing companies who might have had a piece of input, and we all got together in a big room and did brainstorming. Hundreds and hundreds of ideas, and about 150 initial concepts. Later on, they came to be about 12, 15 concepts. The one of the ideas occurred, very simple. I'm up at the front of the room writing ideas on the flip chart, and Carrie Edgeworth at Avery, you know, the people who make these kinds of markers, said, hey, you couldn't put it in a marker, could you? And so I wrote, you put it in a marker, and that idea emerged as something that maybe would happen. So this is very much like a regular flip chart marker, and some of you have seen it in Tide pins. And what this did was respond to the simple need of, I can't reach out and get it, or I can't find it. And for me, I put this in my pocket and walk around all day Saturday, and by the end of the day Saturday, every hinge in the house has been oiled. Very handy and useful, and it's in the junk drawer. Wonderful thing to have. A gentleman, a prosumer from Case New Holland, they make big tractors and bulldozers and things like that, said, you know, my problem is I want to cover the whole side of the combine. And Bob said, what about if I put it in a bug sprayer? You couldn't do that, could you? And so he saw the need that had been discussed by one bulldozer operator, that I use a whole can on an engine and it takes me forever. And he said, well, just put it in a bug sprayer and you can spray the whole engine in a few seconds. And here it is. And by the way, this product took about 3 to 4 months to get to market. This product took some technical development and took about 2 years to get to market. This product was able to be shipped to a co-packer, and they were able to quickly do it. And it's really been very helpful to their business-to-business user. And this is for you and I, the consumer, and it's been very popular among women householders. That's due diligence innovation. Took them 2 or 3 more years. And yes, you can go out in the store today, and you can see the straw replacement, which was also in this area of due diligence innovation. These were good, solid packaging innovations, nothing wrong with them, and they're very important, and they're the bread and butter of every product developer. They are still extraordinarily customer focused and just because it's close in doesn't mean you don't have to be very, very cautious about being customer connected and deeply involved with that customer, and also deeply involved with what you've got in terms of capabilities. Thank you.